The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
You're listening to Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Are you ready to create a life that's intentional and dynamic? Welcome to The Intentional Spirit with your host, Reverend Temple Hayes.
And hello, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning in to The Intentional Spirit. And I always look forward to this show because it rejuvenates me and inspires me, and, you know, just to be in that space of what it means to be intentional. And it's such a way of being that you learn that regardless of what's going on outside in life, politically, with our society, with whatever it is, within your life, within your home life, or with your children, whatever's going on outside of you, there's a core that you develop, that you build, that you grow, that you pull upon, that you remain intentional. You don't set aside your dreams and your goals while you wait for everything to settle in. You begin it now. I love to say your dreams are waiting on you to come true. So it's about you staying true and living in the moment. And wow, talk about a role model. Well, today we have somebody that just does this. This gal, she makes me look like I'm standing still at the curb.
Goodness knows.
I am so grateful to know her and care about her work and be in some way a small part of what she represents in our society. Welcome, with a drum roll, the one and only Jackie Lappin. Welcome, Jackie. I'm so glad you're here.
I am so delighted to be here, Temple. You always inspire me, I have to say. I love your energy, and it just gives me another kick.
Well, I can't imagine that you need one, actually. I know The Art of Conscious Creation, your book, did extremely well. You're a best-selling author, for sure. And now you are The Practical Conscious Creation, which is your book number two, and I was so thrilled that it was named the best spiritual book of the year of the International New Age Trade Show. I mean, girl, that's an accomplishment.
Well, thank you. I felt honored that they took this book and really embraced it. It was a fun book, not the usual sort of, you know, heavier issues, and it made spirituality fun. And that's what I loved about it. So I'm thrilled that they liked it. And a lot of people have said that they've enjoyed it ever since because it's bite-sized. It has little 70 little articles and 70 little tips. It's not like consuming a big, giant book all at the same time.
We like the ones that's so easy to go to a point, to a moment, and delve right into it. Those are some of my favorite books as well. Well, give our an audience, and you may be shocked, I think I've been on this show for like 12 years now, but give our audience and those that are listening either now, live, or later, give us some overview of Jackie Lappin. How did you become you? How on your life journey, why does all this stuff matter to you? Because you do so much to help the forward movement of thought leaders. So give us all you got.
Okay, so I'll tell you the chronology. It's kind of a unique story, I have to say. So it really begins when my father is, I'm 4 years old, and my father gets cancer. And it's a really scary time for a four-year-old. But, we weren't sure whether he was going to live and die, but thank God he survived. But the problem was he was wiped out financially. So he says, okay, we need to move somewhere else and start over. And he did. He took us to a part of the world that really was very different. We were a different faith. I was really studious, and the students were, you know, into just play. I was dark. I was a little overweight. And I didn't fit in, and they didn't want anything to do with me. And so my spirit said, okay, that's not okay. I need to have something for my very, very own. And what's that going to be? I needed to validate myself. And so I had two great loves. I had the Los Angeles Dodgers and I had writing. And I said, I'm going to put these two together. And at the age of 11, I declared to my family I was going to be a sports writer. Now, I am so old that there were no women sports writers in this era. And I just said, you know, I'm going to consciously create. I mean, I just focused and focused. I didn't understand what conscious creation was at that time. But it was the sole focus of my attention besides my schoolwork. And I read the L.A. Times every morning just to kind of pick up the style by osmosis. And at 20, I was at the Detroit Free Press. At 21, I was at the Associated Press and on the front pages of the L.A. Times. At 22, I was at the Washington Post. So that was my first experience of consciously creating. From there, I went on to have one of the largest sports special events and cable TV PR agencies in America. And, of course, needless to say, my peer group, it was all male. They all thought I would wipe out almost instantaneously. And then I ended up with a world-class client list. I mean, you know, you would know all of my big clients, including the National Hockey League and Avon and Seagram's and Old Spice and the Golf Channel. And I can go on and on and on and on. And it was amazing. And Toyota, which was my biggest client. I did that for 20 years. We had a fabulous reputation. The last thing I did was launch the worldwide poker phenomenon with the World Poker Tour. But in the process of that, the media was changing. It was kind of going to social media, which not was something that interests me. And I was getting this call to write this book. And I had been reading all the spiritual leaders. Now, this was before The Secret came out. And I've been reading them all, and I was thinking they're all skirting this real important issue that nobody's really addressing, which is that our thoughts and our emotions can actually influence our future. And I thought, I need to write that book. It was a calling. And so I sat under a beautiful tree in my backyard and wrote this book over the course of several months. I birthed The Art of Conscious Creation, How You Can Transform the World, which still is a unique positioning because it tells you how you're, not just how you can change your life, but what your thoughts and emotions do in 25 different categories and how that you can influence the world. So I started writing this book. And I'm realizing that my focus and my shift is my focus of my work is changing. I don't want to necessarily work with those big companies anymore. I really want to work with the leaders in the world. And by the time I'd written the second book, Practical Conscious Creation, Daily Techniques to Manifest Your Desires, I realized that I didn't have the wherewithal and the interest in my previous agency. I rebranded the agency as Conscious Media Relations. And so since then, for the last 12 years, we've been doing radio podcast tours where we introduce authors to 9,000 radio shows and podcasts at the same time. And I have the joy to say that you have been one of our clients, Temple, and that you receive many of our guests and put them on your show, which is absolutely a joy to me. And then we realized that some of my clients kept coming to me and saying, well, can you book me for speaking engagements? And I'm going, I don't want to do that, but I know where they are. Why don't I just tell you? And so Conscious Media Relations continues to thrive, but we created Speakertunity. And Speakertunity gives leaders and experts in our space, our special space of, you know, enhancing one's life, the contacts where they can book themselves for speaking engagements and radio shows and podcasts and virtual summits and virtual networking and TEDx's. And, of course, when I talk about speaking today, it's virtual and live. And so we created a whole suite of resources where people get directories of all these different things so that they can book themselves and so they don't have to do any of the research. And then we started creating the tools and the resources that will make it easy for them, the training program. So we have a training program on how to book yourself for speaking engagements and how to book yourself for radio shows and podcasts. And then we now do their speaker one sheet and podcast introductory sheets from the template that they select and colors that they choose and then the information they put into a form. It is comprehensive. We're calling Speakertunity the ultimate speaker's toolbox. And the company is called Speakertunity, the speaker and leader resource company. So that's how I got where I am, and I'm excited that I'm still running both of those two companies ongoing, and people are still buying my books. it's kind of amazing. And every now and then, somebody wonderful like you comes along and says, why don't you come on and do an interview on it? So that's why I'm here.
It's absolutely so incredible how you've taken your, you know, been shape-shifted by your life and the needs, and then how quickly that you have made changes with how we are changing it as a culture. I mean, who knew, right, that we would be doing so much online stuff now and all those kind of things. And what I hear underneath everything you're saying is how you're just able to really flow with the change instead of the path of resisting. Or is there a certain thing within you or within your practice that's just really helped you? Okay, I did that for 20 years and been there, done that, and now it's time to pick up and listen and go over in this direction. What are some of your secrets around that?
Well, by and large, the way that I operate is I follow the universe's breadcrumbs.
Okay.
The universe will basically show me a direction. In other words, all of those people calling me and saying, can you book me for speaking engagements? That was a tap on the head to say, you need to look at this. There's something here for you. What can you offer them that would be of value? And we just keep developing our products that way. For example, our newest product is Speakertunity Radio Insider for Business. So we've been serving all the consciousness and the transformational leaders with our Speakertunity Radio Insider all this time. But it was clear to me that people kept saying, I'm not sticking around on this because I need more business leads. So I figure, okay, why not? This is what's obviously telling me that I need to put together a product just for that market. So if you listen closely enough, you'll hear it. But then there's the other side, is that if you don't listen closely, if you don't pay attention, the universe will hit you over with a cleaver. So one of the transitions that happened is toward the end of my big agency, you know, that was thriving for 20 years, I had lost interest. My heart wasn't in it. All I was doing was feeding this massive machine of $70,000 a month, that I had to make to pay this payroll. And it wasn't any fun anymore. And the kind of clients we wanted, they were going to the mega agencies that weren't going to us that were the specialists. My heart and I was doing something fun with minerals, and my heart wasn't in it anymore. And my wonderful psychic at the time said to me, you know, if you don't get out, the universe is going to make you get out. And I couldn't figure out how to extract myself from this massive agency that I'd created. And all of a sudden, in the same month, three clients went bankrupt. That was it. Just gone. Leaving me with close to $200,000 with debt. And I realized that was my final sign. Okay, you need to extract yourself. And I did it with grace. You know, I settled with all my creditors. I managed to make sure that, you know, nobody was injured in the process. I took care to get my staff hired elsewhere. I was able to sell all my assets. So, I mean, I was able to extract myself, but following the path of what would the universe expect of me to do on this right and appropriate path, rather than just saying, okay, screw it, I'm going to leave everybody in the lurch. So as long as I continue to, you know, pay attention to what the appropriate straight and narrow was, I was protected. And everything really happened in divine order, in divine timing. And that's when I was able to really start reorienting toward this new life that I was creating for myself. So, it is really a matter of staying open to the change, adaptability, and in this case, with the pandemic, of course, obviously, we were going to launch our Speakertunity Cities product, which is regional speaker lead directories, right around in March and April last year. And of course, who's going to buy a speaker directory when there's not a lot of meetings going on? And now, of course, over half of those meetings have come back and are virtual. But that was absolutely the wrong time to launch that product, so we switched. We decided we would spend this time building those products, so we'll have 60 markets done in the next month and a half. And I would reintroduce new products, and that's how we started to grow the brand. You just don't sit there and wallow. You open yourself to what could be the next possibility and what kind of opportunities is the universe pointing you to you, and then start following that pathway, and then all the doors start to open up.
I want to let everyone know to go to the website SpeakerTunity. It's SpeakerTunity, TUNITY.com, and get involved and already invest your time and your energy into having this ultimate speaker toolbox. And it's just bravo. You know, the work that you've put into this and your team is absolutely, it's very impressive, Jackie Lappin.
Thank you,
very
Temple.
Impressive. But I love that statement where you said, you know, the universe, you follow the breadcrumbs, because that's so true, isn't it? The little trails along the way, if you're just attentive to them, they will show you the new direction or that innovative spirit. And it's so evident how you took on the ways of your dad of becoming that entrepreneur, you know, because that's what you had to do with certain times in life, as far as people are having to do now. I love that statement. I believe it's Mary Mann and Marcy that says that there were more millionaires made during the Depression than any other time. Mm. Have you heard that one before? Mm-hmm. But that's a very interesting statement, isn't it? At the time where it seemed like people would be the least creative is when they became people that took advantage of the opportunity and did something with it.
Well, I absolutely agree, and I have to tell you, I mean, I hear from two different kinds of people, essentially. People who just got through last year and were happy to get through the end of it. And this is not a knock on them, but other people who really saw an opportunity and have had their best year ever. Mm-hmm. So, you know, even in the face of what we all faced last year, some people realized that there was people that they could serve. And serve at an even higher level than they'd ever been able to serve before. So, you know, if you choose to look outside of yourself and see who you can serve and how you might be able to serve them, well, that's really the key to growth. That's the
Absolutely.
Key to success.
Absolutely. Well, that's what we did. We really wanted to focus on our online university as well as being more international. And I love, you know, I was on a coaching call this morning with someone in Norway, and we got a letter with our e-news saying, could you start sending it out in French? It's like, yeah, you know, because this is the kind of space, the energy, like you said, that you take these moments and you, if you live in a way that what happens around you and to you or through you is going to create you to be bigger and bolder and braver, well, that's what happens. I mean, that's what, you know, being intentional is so much about. So you just have so much wisdom through all your years. What do you feel has been some of the moments? You mentioned The Secret. Have there been any specific defining moments or speakers or teachers? I know that you're involved in the Transformational Leadership Council that was founded by Canfield. You just surround yourself with a high-level thinking person, a real go-getter. But give us some of your Jackie Lappin secrets.
Well, I think that obviously, yes, surrounding yourself with the kind of people that will support you and from a positive standpoint. And I have to tell you, I don't have a lot of tolerance these days for people that are you know, that only see the negative in things, that only whine and complain. Because, you know, yes, I try to offer them my perspective of what where they could be looking elsewhere, but if those people will just weigh you down, and that's not kind of the people that I want to spend my time with. But I think some of the things that are really important are knowing that I am responsible for the energy in my life. That is really what these two books are all about. And for example, if I am in a black mood and I am just stomping around and angry and upset and at something or whatever it might be, I recognize that the next day is not going to be fun because the universe is going to throw at me all of the things that are going to make me feel more miserable and more unhappy. And I have to get a hold of my energy and go clear it and get back into a place of, okay, everything is going to be fine here. And all is well. It's all, you know, the universe has got my back, which is one of the little fun things I've written in Practical Conscious Creation. And no, be in a state of faith. And that's not to say that I'll let the universe do it all on its own. I will certainly take steps to move in that direction. But when I recognize that my own energy is going to create what I'm going to experience in the next day, it makes you really get very, very clear on getting your head straight. And when I do that, obviously, it makes a big difference. I mean, knowing that what I'm putting out into the world is what I'm going to get back means I have to take responsibility for my actions, my thoughts, my emotions, and how I treat people. One of the big lessons in my life, and I think when I got conscious, was so important, you know, was a big part of my transformation. You know, being an entrepreneur and being a Sagittarian, I want everything yesterday, and I want it done my way, and I want it done right. And I wasn't the easiest boss to be around. Now, that doesn't mean that we weren't doing great work, and it doesn't mean that I wasn't kind and compassionate some of the time. But, boy, I'll tell you, you know, if things didn't live up to my expectations, my staff heard about it. And when I got conscious, that stopped. I started to learn how to communicate with people in a way that was kind and thoughtful. And if they didn't do what I wanted, I, you know, made suggestions, or, you know, I created an environment where I said, hey, look what we did here. We take a look at this, guys. Let's see if we can get this fixed. It was not you. It was we. And it was, can you take a look at this? I think we can do this better. And I just stopped yelling at people. And that made a big difference in my life because then I wouldn't get back the resistance, the anger, all of the other kinds of things that the universe would throw at you. So the most important message that I got in all this was personal frequency management, how to manage your own frequency so that you are in a place that you are attracting the kinds of things that you really want to experience in life, and you intentionally creating those things through intention, obviously, through conscious creation, through visualizations, through positive thoughts. And I'm not just saying positive thoughts, but allowing yourself to be open to the things that the universe might bring you in ways that somebody who's resisting wouldn't. All of those things contribute to much more control over your life than you think you have.
It's a daily practice, and it's rich and it's beautiful, and it's wonderful to see how the practice actually works. You know, it's like I say often that the law is always working, even for those that say it doesn't work. It works for them by not working, because it is a law and it's always operating. And we either use it, which you are certainly talking about and doing, to the advantage of who we are in our humanity, or we allow it to go take us in directions that we don't want to be in. Do you have any particular kind of medicine that helps you get back on track? Is it silence? Is it hiking? Is it sitting in your backyard? Is it music? I mean, or is it all of the above, or anything particular that you do?
For me, it's I love my backyard. You've been out there. It's got five waterfalls.
I know why you do. Yes, I certainly do. It's amazing. Yes.
I've got 300 roses. It's like a grotto. For me, just being in nature and outdoors, that is what lowers my cholesterol, my heart rate into something peaceful and joyful. I can meditate out there. My favorite thing is to sit back and, you know, when I get done meditating, reading historical fiction. And that just to take me down to a place, okay, I'm restored. I can tackle tomorrow. Going out, literally smelling the roses with 300 roses. When those roses are just coming back now after being cut for the winter time, they will, you know, they're glorious. Just the smell and the beauty. I mean, they uplift me in amazing ways. So that's my restoration. And you know, I love to walk in my neighborhood. And for me, travel is passion for me. So anytime I'm traveling, I come back completely refreshed. But that's it. And music also will have a good, I don't do a lot of it, but, you know, listening to some wonderful soft jazz will just really smooth me out. If I want to get hyped, I'll listen to Happy, that wonderful Pharrell Williams song. So that'll definitely put me in the right mood.
And you can always count on that song. I mean, it doesn't really matter where you're at or what you're contemplating. You turn on that Happy song and it just, everything just kind of dissipates, doesn't it? It brings us to a whole new place, that's for sure. Everyone that's tuning in, you can go to, I'm talking with Jackie Lappin. You can go to her website, Jackie, Lapin, JackieLappin.com. And you can also check out, as I said earlier, you can check out her website, SpeakerTunity.com. It's leading edge. It's amazing. And I know so many of you that are out there now have been looking for a door or a window and a way to increase your business. People ask me that all the time. How can I do that? Well, there's an answer right here, a perfect toolbox of people that are extremely professional that can guide you in that. Appreciate you tuning in. Please join me at templehaze.com or firstunity.org and check out all the various things that we're into as well. We'll be right back after this short break.
All are welcome. We're glad you found us. Unity Online Radio. The voice of an awakening world.
Welcome back to The Intentional Spirit with Reverend Temple Hayes.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you for tuning in. As I said earlier, if you're just coming on board, we're talking with Jackie Lappin. She is a mover and a shaker and a difference maker for sure. She's right up our alley with difference makers. You can go to her website, Jackie Lappin, LAPIN.com, or also, in addition to that, SpeakerTunity.com. You know, it's time. This has been a window of time where a lot of you realize you need to be the voice for the voiceless, and you're realizing that you need to step up, not step down. So this is a time. So get involved with SpeakerTunity because you have resources and things that you can use. You know, you're a long way from back in the day when people like me and Jackie had to mail these homemade press kits.
Yes.
Together these homemade press kits and mail them out in these big folder packages and everything. And oh my gosh, people have no idea, you know, Jackie, how easy it is now compared to the way that it used to be, you know, of the things that we would do in doing our speaking career. Oh my goodness, the stories we could tell, but we can adventure into those.
How about prior to computers? How about doing PR prior to the computer? That was fun.
Hello.
I'm still on typewriter.
I know. Pick up the phone and call. What a concept.
Yeah.
What a concept. And all the traveling that we did with no MapQuest or GPS or satellite or cell phone. And, you know, these are indeed incredible times. But to talk about your work and the solid principles that you offer in the book, The Art of Conscious Creation, which, by the way, everyone, is now an audible book. You know, a lot of you love to listen on the road or back and forth to your workplace or to visit your family. The Art of Conscious Creation is, like I said, and now an audible book, and you can find all the information on JackieLappin.com. But give us some of your magic today. I know you have 25 principles that really guide and shape-shift a life.
Yep. The Art of Conscious Creation has 25 guiding universal guiding principles. And this is really about how the energy works. So this is going to give you just a little primer of all the things that will influence how the universe responds to you. So the first one is everything is energy, the power of vibration. And I think your listenership, obviously, Temple, is very aware of that everything that we put out is energetic and that it is a force that we can have more influence and control over than most people outside of this community realize. Everything is interconnected. We're all one. Of course, that is one of the guiding 10 A's of the New Thought movement. And the fact that energy is transmutable. Yes, we can actually transmute that energy. So that's one of them. Guiding Universe Principle 4 is I love myself. And how self-love is a major factor in everything that happens to you, money, love, job satisfaction, life satisfaction. The more you love yourself, the more good things will actually accrue to you. One of my favorites is the universe is knocking the door, open the door. There are so many ways that the universe is wanting to give things to you, but you may be forestalling it through control or fear or assuming that everything's going to happen to you that's going to be bad or that the universe is out to get you. Another one is the universal magnet. Get ready. Here it comes. You know, it's coming your way. And if you're willing and able, then you're going to really jump into it or surf the wave, as I call it. And, of course, what we think is what we create. So that is very much this. But there are other kinds of things, like what we say is more than just words. The energy, the words that we put out of the world are energy. And if you're, you know, saying things, if you're saying things that are self-denigrating, you're putting yourself down, you know, if you're hurting, if you're saying things hurtful to others, that's energy, and it's going to come back to you in all kinds of different ways. And each one of these, by the way, has a global implication. I walk through exactly what the implication is from a global standpoint, not just from a personal standpoint. I talk about abundance awaits and all the ways that you can increase your abundance just simply through your energy. I talk about, you know, obviously there's a whole element of what goes around comes around, you know, the karmic element into this. And I talk to you how to, you know, as I say, watch for the boomerang because it's going to come back whether you like it or not. I talk about moving into the light and how you can do that and what are the elements of putting yourself in the lightness instead of the darkness. Getting really clear on what it is you want. Ask and you shall receive. So what is it I really want? And how the universe can't deliver it until it actually really gets clear on what it is you know and want. I mean, it's one of the things that I was struggling with here. I mean, speaker opportunity is growing and growing and growing, and I'm the bottleneck. Everything has to stop at my door because I'm the one that's doing all the marketing and the sales and the, and, you know, and I'm doing the product. I basically wear about 12 hats. And it wasn't until I got really, really clear that I had to get myself out of the way and that I put on paper what I wanted to do and what I wanted another person to do that all of a sudden I realized that one of my dear friends could absolutely fill that other role. And it was like, bingo, that was it. The next thing I know, I was having a conversation with her, and she was saying, yes, yes, I want to join your team. I think this is perfect. So as soon as I got clear, the universe delivered it. But while I was still muddling around, oh, man, what am I going to do? How am I going to solve this? I really don't like working this hard. You know, I'm working 14 hours a day. When I got clear on what the solution was, then the universe delivered the person. So that's a picture. One of my other principle 13 I like is the balance of masculine and feminine, the fact that you can't be warring with one part of your energy. It, you know, you have to have a balance of it. You can't go skew too far to one side or skew too far to the other side. If you're, you know, if you've got, I've got a lot of masculine energy and I love my, you know, my androgyny. That's fantastic. But when I disrespect my female energy, for example, that's the receiving side of me, that's the gentler side of me. When I don't give it enough attention, well, I don't receive. Nobody's there to take care of me and love me and support me. So when I put myself in balance, then I experience both. So that's really an important element. And that's just a sampling. Another one is claim your stuff. You know, be responsible for what you're putting out in the world, but don't be responsible for what other people are putting out in the world, because that is not your responsibility. Get clear on what's yours and what's theirs, and then manage yours. And that's just sort of an array. There's 25. And another thing in the Art of Conscious Creation is a great eye-opening series of amazing scientific studies that really truly validate that what we think and what we put out into the world doesn't just impact us. You can actually see what happens to the body. You can see what happens to plants. You can see what happens to animals. You can see what happens to everything in and around us, the air, the water, everything, and that our energy is so incredibly impactful. So that's some highlights from there. Some of my other favorite highlights from Practical Conscious Creation is some of these little articles are things like, one of my favorite is how to stay positive with a negative energy spouse.
That's a bestseller, huh?
Yeah. A little article on that. That one is always popular. There's one on in here on how to, I think it's called, there's one that's called The Gift of Risk, looking at when and how to make, you know, the right risk, to risk, because risk is really important. If you don't risk, you're never going to advance in the world. And these give you ways to look at it, to know when to feel comfortable with expanding into the risk area. Let's see. Fear is the siren call to change. If you're in a state of fear, then obviously you're being asked to change something. And we look at how and where you can do that. The magic of changing your perspective. You know, when you're looking at something and you're feeling down and you're feeling oppressed and it's not working and life isn't treating you well and all that, how you change your perspective and things will immediately start changing. Some of the questions you can ask yourself is, what is the joy to be found here? What is really great about this? What can I learn from this experience? How can I apply this in the future? How does this ultimately serve me? What is the upside to this experience? What is the takeaway here? And what message is the universe offering me? Another one I love is it's a universal redirect. If you're hitting a roadblock, it's not a problem. It's not a mistake. It's not a disaster. It's a universal redirect. The universe is trying to tell you something. And that's a time when you really need to look at it and figure out, okay, where is this sending me? What else we got in here?
I can't count the number of times that has proven itself to be so true, you know, of just how things unfold. It's what is it that stated, when I feel disappointed, it's because there's an appointment somewhere else, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I mean, that's the whole, process of your whole life is, the door seemed to be closing, so the new door would be right there. But it's about staying open, like, and not less allowing your muscles to tighten, and not, I can remember, like, as many times as I've spoken, if I get caught up in, oh, I don't have anything new to say, well, guess what? It doesn't feel like I do. But if I don't tense up and I just stay open, then all of a sudden it's like, gosh, I don't know if I'm going to have a chance to say all this stuff. So it's a beautiful ebb and flow of life with the concepts and the mystery of what you're talking about. I just love these. They're so powerful, and they can be used as daily meditations or a weekly practice, one of them each week. I mean, you can do so much with these. No wonder they're best sellers, because they're user-friendly, my dear. They're so user-friendly.
And they're so fun. This one particularly is bite-sized, you know. These, no more than 3 or 4 pages each to one of these. Here's what I love, a dialogue between you and your money. And this one is really fun. This is all about abundance. I have a whole section here on money and abundance. And imagine, you know, my favorite. Here's my favorite. Everybody loves this. And you can actually find this on my website, on JackieLappin.com. It's a meditation on how to grow the money tree in your tummy.
Oh,
and how to actually, you know, use that money tree that you're imagining that is growing all these amazing leaves of $1,000 bills into your prosperity. So that's one of them. It's got a couple of ones. Feed your genie in the bottle. Fill your magic box.
So you're keeping your vibration, you know, the overview of so many of these ideas is you're keeping your vibration at the higher frequency of attraction. So you're into that magnet consciousness, that you're you're into the dreaming, into the knowing, and you just develop this habit of a grand expectation.
Yeah. Well, and so, you know, the whole book is really about how to increase, just go about your daily life and increase your frequency while you're doing it, so that it becomes a matter of a lifestyle and not something you have to really think about, because you naturally gravitate into that once you start doing some of these things. Here's who is on your team beside God, how to pull the right people around you, animal magnetism, using animals to raise your frequency, using music to raise your frequency. Let's see. So we there are 70 individual one paragraph or two paragraph tips. It's easier than you think. Here's one I love. It's easier than you think. Stay in this thought and energy as you embark on a project, and you may indeed find that it is easier than you think. That's tip number 29.
It always does turn out to be easier than what you think. That is, it's absolutely so true.
One of the things that, you know, I started this week thinking, okay, I've got 4 webinars I'm giving. I'm a little anxious. And I thought to myself, nope, you're not going there. All of these are going to be beautiful experiences. They're going to, people are going to want to, what you're providing. You're going to have smooth, easy, you know, in the interviews. There's going to be no technology issues. It's going to be absolutely perfect. First one's already down. Second one's coming up today at 2:00. I have to stop myself. Most people think, oh well, you know, I am. I think you either are this person or you're not. Well, that's not true. I'm a natural glass half empty. I have to really check myself and put myself back into the frame. And it's not something that you just learn and you do for a lifetime. We slip. We all slip. I gotta remind myself constantly that if I perceive something in a certain way, that's the way it's going to happen. But if I really not want to go that route, I really need to take control over my energy and my thoughts and my emotions and set the intention and the conscious creation for it to be a smooth pathway. So, you know, it's not something you can throw yourself your hands in the air and say, well, I can't do this. It's not my nature. Or say yourself, okay, I'm going to get this. I'm nailed. I'm going to do this for the rest of my life. It isn't. We slip back and forth. It has to be intentional. What's what this whole, your whole show is about.
Yeah, we have to keep our muscle of faith activated. You know, I think about, you know, being an All-American softball player, and I loved it. And I have to say, I was really good at it. And ought to have been after 17 years. But when I decided to put up the glove and put the bat away, you know, I mean, you would hardly ever know that I ever played if you watch me now, because I didn't continue to do it. I didn't continue to use it. I didn't continue to compete with myself and those kind of things. And that's, you know, to me, the way the principles of life and the principles of the book that you're talking about, we work them, you know, we use them, we practice them, we test them, we invoke them to work even more in our lives about whatever the next phase or the next step is. I tell you, the other thing that I have admired about you so much, because like you, been around a little while, met a lot of thought leaders and new thought leaders and motivational speakers and stuff. And the thing I enjoy so much about you is that you speak of energy and you actually have a lot of it. And I love that about your nature, because you are, you know, what is that that Emerson says, who you are speaks so loudly, it shouts in my ears, or, you know, something like that. It's so refreshing to talk to somebody that has just such great energy. I mean, you're energized by not only what you're doing now, but what's right around the corner. And that's a gift. So I really admire that about you. I always have.
Well, thank you, Temple. You know, the thing for me is that I recognize that I'm a divine messenger.
Mm-hmm.
And I was put here for a reason. God has given me certain responsibilities. And if he didn't want me, he wouldn't have picked me. He or she. And as a result, you know, if I need to live up to the gifts that I have been given and the mission that I have been given to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I'm certainly getting to the point where I would like to take a rest. I've done my part, but the universe has more for me to do. And so I stay the course and keep doing what I do, because I'm supposed to be doing what I'm doing.
Yeah, I think you're just getting started. That's how I feel. Somebody asked me the other day, are you retired? I think it was my dermatologist said, are you retired? I said, are you kidding? I'm just now getting started. What is that? I don't even know that word. It gives me the willies. Retire? What does that mean?
It's funny. You know, most people don't know when they look at me that I'm going to be 70 this year. And I have a girlfriend, and she and I we traveled together and market together, and we were in an elevator, and she looked at me and she said, what are we doing scaling up at our age? Well, the universe has more work for us, love.
Yeah, well, you know, just so much wisdom in these books, and I hear from so many of you all the time that you're looking for just some nuggets that you can work with and identify with, that you don't feel like you're needing to take a certification course, but this work, the art of conscious creation and practical conscious creation, definitely, in, you know, delve in, order the books, get them, visit Jackie's website and explore different things that you can do. One of the things all of them could be, you know, teachable moments, an hour here and an hour there, but I see this happen with so many people that have the best of intentions, is they're stopping by themselves because, like you said, they feel like they're the only one that can do it. They don't get out of the way and let others do it. I am so glad that I figured that out, you know, years ago in my work, that you surround yourself with amazing people that could almost replace you. You know, and you're happy about it. You don't feel intimidated or threatened. You're thrilled that somebody can do an amazing job, and it allows you the space to do something else and to do some other things. And it's not a surprise that that's another reason that the things you're focusing on are successful, because you share you share the wealth with others. That's important.
Well, that to me is part of the joy, sharing the journey along with people. I have almost 15 people on my team at this point. You know, 9 of them are in the Philippines, but, you know, I have a big team, and I have a wonderful relationships. They're all like my children, my dear friends, and I love and trust them, and it is so wonderful to be able to release things to them and say, go with God, guys.
And they are much more productive than an older style of management, or a very typical one of leadership is, don't outdo me, I'm at the top. And I'm more like, well, who wants to be on the top? So I can go over here to some other side view and do something else. It's a different, unique style of leadership.
Well,
and
for
it's,
me,
really,
it's
really beautiful.
They're carrying out my vision. I am the visionary. I'm the one that sees where we go next and what we do, and, you know, to make sure that we create things that are of value. And then they're the ones that implement it.
And they carry it out very well. What? How would you say that this work has changed you? If any way, I mean, I'm sure it has, but...
One of the things is I am now a speaker, obviously, and that wasn't part of my earlier life. I was a publicist. So I am now one of the people that is out front. So that's made me, I've always been a teacher, but it's made me a speaker too. I think that it's also, and for me, the pandemic has been a good thing because I can stay home and deliver my message and not have to be on the road. And thank you, God, I've lost 40 pounds as a result of that. So, you know, this has been a blessing for me to enable to deliver my message more widely and not strain myself nearly as much physically.
That's wonderful. Congratulations on your weight loss. That's really awesome. And to highlight, as far as being intentional, it's not a surprise people like you and people like me approach the pandemic in a way of it is happening. It appears to not, it's not going away in a month. And I'm going to seize the moment. I'm going to make this matter, not defeat me. And I think that that's exactly what you were saying when we first started talking, you know, the two different kinds of people, you know, the people that dread and, you know, and it's going to be worse and it's going to be awful. And that becomes their experience, or the people that say, this is how it is. And I'm going to make lemonade. I'm going to have my own lemonade stand at this moment. And it shows. Good for you, girl. I applaud your work. Everyone go to JackieLappin.com. Also SpeakerTunity.com, and find out how you can get engaged and find out how you can get enrolled. I appreciate all of you so much, and also that you share our show with others. I'm sure you have a lot of friends that are wanting to be on the speaker circuit. Please share the show and the wonderful books that are being offered and the change. This can be the time that you can take advantage of the moment that you're in and do some amazing things. It's always a pleasure to have all of you tuning in.
Thank you for listening to Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
I'm Suzanne Giesman, and if you've ever wondered about life after death or if it's possible to connect with a higher consciousness, I invite you to join me for my podcast, Messages of Hope. It's my mission to share with you that our loved ones who have passed are always with us, and we are so very loved. I want to teach you how to live a consciously connected and divinely guided life. Listen here on the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.